China says it has evacuated 1,300 citizens in recent days and foreign nationals from five other countries, mostly aboard Chinese naval ships sent to the coast of the Northeast African country. China says it is Sudan's largest trading partner, with more than 130 companies investing there. Beijing's foreign ministry estimates there are still around 200 more Chinese nationals in the country that it's continuing to work to evacuate. That operation comes amid an international effort to evacuate embassy staff and citizens by road, air and sea, after fighting between the Sudanese army and paramilitaries has killed hundreds and led to an acute shortage of food, medicines and fuel. There are concerns the current ceasefire may not last, with reports of continued fighting in certain parts of the country that some fear may suggest more violence is on its way.